Baltimore.
Capital of the United States.
Washington, D.C.
The biggest city in Missouri.
St. Louis.
Uh-huh. Historical seaport in South Carolina.
In South Carolina.
Dance named for it in the 20s.
Charleston.
Yeah. Steel-making town in Alabama.
Birmingham.
Big city in Illinois.
Chicago.
Capital of Alabama.
Is Montgomery.
Mm-hmm. City on the Gulf in Alabama.
Is Mobile.
Mm-hmm. Resort city in western North Carolina.
In western?
I think this is the one that Thomas Wolfe was from.
Resort city in western North Carolina. Don't know.
I would not know this. It starts out A-S-H.
Asheville.
Okay. Let's see, in Tennessee, the University of Tennessee is in?
I don't know. Louisville, Nashville.
No, this one starts with a K.
Knoxville is the capital, I guess.
Yeah. Isn't Nashville the capital?
No,
I'm not sure.
I don't remember.
Okay, and then in Tennessee again, you talk about the choo-choo.
Chattanooga.
Uh-huh. And the city where Martin Luther King was killed and Elvis Presley lived.
Memphis.
Mm-hmm. And capital of Georgia.
Atlanta.
Biggest seaport in Georgia.
Savannah.
Big city in southern Georgia.
Would be Macon.
Okay, and Fort Benning is near.
Augusta.
This is right across the river from Phoenix City, Alabama, if that's any help.
In western Georgia?
Mm-hmm.
Columbus?
Yes. Let's see, the city in Louisiana known for Mardi Gras.
New Orleans.
And the capital?
Is Baton Rouge.
Mm-hmm. Biggest city in southern Ohio where the Reds play?
Cincinnati.
And the Kentucky Derby is run in?
Louisville.
All right, these are countries. Dublin is the capital of?
Ireland.
Paris.
France.
Moscow.
Russia.
Okay, that takes care of the geographic part. You might say guessing from here to Athens is about how far?
Athens what?
Georgia.
65 miles.
Okay, good. If somebody asks you to go with him and you're not sure you want to, you'd say, I don't know.
I don't know if I want to go with you.
Fine. You have a sick friend and he's not likely to get better and somebody asks how he's coming along, you might say, well, it seems...
He's not getting any better? Is that what you say? Is that the description you gave
mm-hmm.
me?
But beginning the sentence with, it seems...
It seems like he's not getting any better.
Okay. And if you want somebody to go with you, you might say, I won't go, blank, you go.
I won't blank, but you go.
I won't go, blank, you go. You're trying to talk the person into going.
Why don't you go?
No, we need a conjunction here. I won't go, blank, you go.
And you don't like but. So.
No, meaning that you will not go, blank, the other person goes.
Unless.
There, that's it. Let's see. You could have used help. You might ask the person afterwards, why did you sit around blank helping me?
Why did you sit around not helping me?
And again, we want a conjunction here.
Why did you sit around? The idea is and not?
Yeah.
Spell it?
Yeah, I-N.
Instead of.
Mm-hmm. You are... Ask why you like a certain person, you might say, I like him.
Because?
Mm-hmm. And the largest Protestant denomination in the South is?
The Baptists.
Yes. If two people became members of the Baptist Church, you might say they...
Converted.
Or?
They joined.
Joined the what?
So they joined the Baptist Church.
Good. In church, you pray to?
God.
The preacher preaches a?
Sermon.
The choir and the organist provide the
music.